This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Oh, what's on now? Is someone doing podcasts?
Oh, well, hopefully it's us doing some podcasting.
We are. We've got our own podcast, and you can subscribe, which is just fantastic.
Yes, how do we do that?
I'm not sure. I'm not very technical.
Any ideas, Brett?
Well, you know, you can just go onto the Joy website, joy.org.au, or Jamie, they could just listen to us Tuesday nights, 9 to 10.
Yes,
on Joy.
Good on you for being so organised, darling.
And now it's time for a bit of fun. Come on down, Jamie. Come on down, Dolly. Come on down, Brett. Here's Catching Up.
You're on Catching Up on Joy 94.9. Thank you so much for the last show, The Spirit Lounge. And it is Dolly and Brett.
Hello.
Because
it is.
Jemay.
Yes.
Yet again.
Dirty stop out.
She's in Lundy.
She is.
My goodness.
Do I sound a little bit like Jemay? I've got that little bit of a husky boy voice.
I quite like your husky voice, my dear.
I think it's a bit raunchy, do you? You're a bit drag queeny.
Yeah, more of the drag queeny than the raunch.
Joy doesn't need any more of that.
They do not. Hey, Dolly, darling.
Yes, sweetheart.
Now, we don't have a theme.
Right.
We're not doing themes for 2013.
Do you feel like you're topless at the moment?
I feel like I'm bottomless at the moment.
Do you think you're running naked through Spencer Street?
I know. My goodness.
Sweetheart.
But we do have things on the show tonight.
What have we got, darling?
Well, I'm going to talk about...
What's the show called?
It's called Catching Up.
Oh, that's right, yes.
We're catching up tonight.
That's right, we are.
Going to be catching up on... I'm going to do a little segment on the movies of 2013. What is actually going to come out...
Right.
...during the course of the year. Some really exciting films. Some films I think are going to quite bomb and bomb badly.
Have you seen that little... what's his name? Little Tom Cruise one, Jack Reacher one?
Ugh,
you going to talk about
can't
that?
Stick him. I was going to say can't stick her either, but no, can't stick him.
Good, so we're not talking about that.
We're not discussing Mr. Cruise and all his craziness.
Thank God for that, because that's boring.
No, but you've got a bit of a comedian to talk about tonight.
Catherine Tate, you've heard of her.
I love Cathy Tate.
A couple of clips from her Catherine Tate show, darling.
UK comedian. She's a very funny lady.
Very funny lady. She gives us... And we like little things that make us laugh and tee-hee, don't we, darling?
Absolutely. So we've got some other bits and pieces, but what is the music du jour?
Lots of Cool and the Gang. It's all like 70s and funk, darling. Cool and the Gang.
Love a bit of disco.
Yes. Fern Kinney.
Yes.
Eruption. they're actually singing a song that was also done by Hot Chocolate. But first off, cab off the rank, we've got Hughes Corporation.
Fab.
And this is called Rock the Boat.
You're on Joy 94.9. So I'd like to know
where you got the notion. Joy 94.9.
Rock the boat, don't you? How are you going with that little song, that first little cab off the rank, the Hughes Corporation, Rock the Boat? What do you think of that, Pretty Boo-Boo?
I loved it. You're catching up with Brett and Dolly.
You are.
On Joy 94.9. Dolly, I want to hear more. What's with the Hughes Corporation with their fabulous song?
What's with Rocking the Boat, darling?
Yes.
What's with Rocking the Boat? Well, the Hughes Corporation were a pop and soul trio, darling. Just three, apparently.
So they were like us.
Mm.
Well, we normally have Jamie on tonight.
But not tonight.
Instead of being strawberry, vanilla and chocolate,
yes,
it's just chocolate and vanilla tonight, isn't it?
I thought you were talking about the Hughes Corporation.
Oh, no.
I think possibly.
Okay.
They came out of California in 1969.
Oh, I love that.
They were a trio, pop and soul.
Yes.
And I don't think they did much else besides that.
No.
Of rocking the boat. Yes, anyway.
That's all right.
That's what we're all about, rocking the boat in a
speaking
sort of a way. Have you been rocking the boat lately, darling?
Can I say, I've had a few dramas in the last few days.
Sweetheart, what's been happening?
Well, the first drama was coming here tonight.
Yes.
So, clearly, because it's still summer in Melbourne, you wouldn't guess it, though, half the time.
No.
Because our summers has been up and down.
Yes.
It's been rocking the boat.
Yeah.
So, I get out of the car, I'm walking down Bourke Street. Mm-hmm. I'm crossing, I think it's Exhibition.
Right.
And my thong flung itself.
Mm-hmm.
Across the street. And I was a bit like, oh, I can't walk now.
Your thong many of the things. Flung across my the street.
My thong flung.
Goodness me.
And what happened? It was broke. So I was like, oh my God.
Oh, there's nothing worse when your thong breaks. It'd come out the little top.
Yes. And I literally, so I had to run and buy another pair.
Yes.
On Sunday.
Yes.
We went to see, and I was going to actually do a review on Lady.
Is this a new topic you're talking about? No,
this is my dramas, darling. This is my dramas.
Oh, but no, is it related to the thong?
Well, no, no.
Oh, it's just the thong.
It's just the thong that now I'm going to talk. That was a nice segue.
And then you had to buy. We needed a boom boom after that story,
we did actually, darling.
I'm sorry, I'm not keeping up.
But look, I did want to talk about, because I was going to do a review this week on Les Miserables.
The
miserable movie,
that is.
The Miserables. And we went to see it with our darling friends have bought us, bought a whole bunch of us actually, gold class tickets. Mm-hmm. It's very fancy, fancy smancy.
Yes.
So we all went there very, you know, with bated breath. Mm. I had to poke my partner a few times.
What do you mean poke your partner?
I had to poke his arm.
With your finger?
Because she fell asleep a few times.
Oh, it was that bad.
Well, this is the thing.
It was that boring.
So, it's a long film, and I love a musical.
It's about 10 hours, isn't it?
It's about 10 hours. You're not wrong.
Feels like it.
Mm. So, I love a musical.
Yes.
But this is one musical, because I've never seen Les Mis before.
You do like a musical.
I do. And I couldn't believe it. So I'm like going, oh, this is going on a bit. They sing everything, Dolly.
Yeah.
So it's not punctuated with
a little bit of chatter like we do.
No.
No.
It's like, how are you today? I'm well. Would you like a coffee? You know, that nonsense, right? So this is all happening.
Yes.
And then we're going to the second half of the film. And I'm actually getting into it, actually, because it's quite interesting.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, all the lights go on in the cinema.
What, during the film?
During the film.
Really?
They stop the film.
They stopped the film.
They stopped the film.
Too many people passing out in their own
dribble. This 17-year-old girl walks down in her cinema usherette outfit.
Yes.
Can you still call them usherettes?
Well, what else would you call them, darling?
No, because you know, like, there's
always... Well, Usher's a singer, isn't he?
Yes, Usher is. So it's an usherette. So this usherette comes in and goes, oh, sorry, everyone.
Sorry, I pressed the wrong button.
The popcorn machine has blown up. We have to evacuate the cinema.
Oh.
So we're all walking out. And, like, and of course, people are like, what's going... Oh, okay. My friend Peter, bless.
Yes.
Because you know how you can have a little sneaky drink in the cinema?
Can you?
She takes the bottle of champagne and a glass. Us out to the street, very sensible.
Yes.
And we're all sitting out on the street, and then they had to call it all off, and they said, I'm sorry, you'll have to come back another time.
Oh, because of the popcorn machine.
Because the popcorn machine, the smoke
inhalation.
So it was all a bit of a drama.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, my goodness.
But what a good end to a really bad movie.
Well, I don't know. I'm still going to give it another go. I'm still going to give it another. My darling, now it was your
boom.
Yes, another boom boom. Now, it was your birthday, wasn't it?
Well, there's been a birth.
Yes.
Of my friend's daughter.
Yes.
Today. So
wonderful.
Congratulations
news
to her.
Do we have a bubby's name?
Funny that, because Asha, my daughter, was waiting. Was waiting for the name her, and she thought that it should be called Ruby. And I spoke to my friend, who's just given birth, and I said, Asha thinks it should be Ruby. And she says, tell Asha next time she gets another dog, she can call it Ruby.
Oh, but Asha call it Ruby because today's Tuesday?
No, she just likes the name. She's heard of Ruby and it's quite popular at the moment. Is it because of, you know, Ruby, the lesbian DJ full of tats? Is that because
Ruby
everyone's
Rose
calling their baby
I hope
Ruby?
Not. I'm not crazy on her.
But I just think that's a bit weird that all these straight mothers are calling, you know. Do you think it's after her?
You know what? Everyone's trying to be a little bit too cool for school nowadays. You know
different.
What? Get back to normal. Name,
well,
sensible
name. She's thinking
names.
Chloe. Do you like Chloe?
No, I think that's been done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, she's thinking of that just
quietly. I don't
quietly.
Like. Oh. Well, thankfully, it's your
we
friend, not
well
mine.
We could well be welcoming Chloe into the
well,
world.
Well, Chloe. It's a name is very hard for anyone.
If you had a child, what would you call it, Brett?
Boy or girl?
Well, or just girl. Seeing we're talking about.
Do you
girl?
Know? I'm really bored. I would love to call her Jessica.
Yes.
Because?
After Jessica Lange, maybe.
Because I like the name because you can shorten Jessica to Jess.
Jess, yes.
Jessie.
Jessie's girl.
Jessica.
Brett's girl, Jessie.
Yeah, exactly. Jess. Or, yeah, Jessie. Because I had a great aunt right. Jess, right. or she was Jessica. Mm. And I always liked that because you can, I think it's adaptable. I think you've got to have a name that's adaptable.
You think so, Jenny?
It can't be like a tattoo that you get and then 20 years later you regret. Mm. That name is with you for life.
Could be like a dolly.
I'm not touching that one with any barge
Don't
pole.
Touch it with a barge pole or a crowbar, darling. You just step away from that.
Now, darling, I do want to hear about your birthday. So
the birth of my friend's daughter, either Chloe or Zoe or Jessica.
Yes.
And the birth of me happened, a couple of years ago, sweetheart.
Well, it was. Was it before the war or after the war?
It was PM. PW. it was good, darling. I called it a dinner party.
Yes.
Purely because of the numbers.
Of course.
I'm wondering, when should you call it a party? I had 14 people.
No, see, that's a normal party.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I could have called it a party.
I think anything over 10.
Yeah.
Because it's hard, like... If it's just drinks could be for 5 people, it could be for 10, it could be for 20. But I think a party definitely has to have over 10 people.
Over
10 people.
Oh, well, I see. I thought it was more 20, you see. I definitely called it a dinner dance.
Okay, a dinner dance.
And it was a 70s themed dinner dance.
That's very sensible.
And Jamie came, darling.
Yes, I know.
All dressed up in a little ABBA outfit, all in one white satin.
I still haven't seen the photos. I would like
wigs.
To see.
He had to change 3 changes of wigs, as a matter of fact.
She's still trying to relive her youth. Goodness.
You're on Catching Up with Dolly and Brett.
Australia's best titbit without the tits. Catching Up on Joy 94.9. You're listening to Catching Up on Joy 94.9 with the delightful Dolly and Bad Boy Brett. Jamie's nowhere to be seen, but that's nothing new. Dolly, let's talk about the next song, Cool and the Gang.
Cool and the Gang, sweetie. American jazz, R&B, soul and funk group. Lots of people there were in the group. There's about a good 10 or something. Formed in 1964 in New Jersey.
Did they form in the 60s?
In the 60s.
I thought they were forming in the 70s.
How cool is that?
Well, yes. And that's cool with a K, kiddies.
That's right. And they were famous for Celebration, Ladies' Night, Jungle Boogie. And what did you like? You're thinking Get Down, this song I'm going to play.
Get Down Tonight is my favourite.
Are you sure that was Cool in the Gang, though?
Maybe it's not.
Maybe it's that other little
I'll have to look it up.
Group.
We'll have to look it up. Let's play the song,
Get
girl.
Get back to you on. This is called Get Down On It by Cool and the Gang. You're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly and Brett.
Oh, what's he gonna do? Joy 94.9.
Oh, you move me, baby. I hope you're getting down on it on Joy 94.9 with Brett and Dolly on Catching Up. You were thinking about KC and the Sunshine Band.
I know now.
Yeah, not
I
cool
love
in the
KC
game.
And the Sunshine
We've
Band.
We've played them before on our show,
well,
sweetheart.
We should play them again.
We will, darling.
All right.
Now, listen, what are you talking about, 2013 films, not disaster films, sweetheart?
No, just films that are coming out. But look, I want to hear from you, what movie are you looking forward to that you've just seen this year? 0427 Joy 949 to SMS us. Phone us on 1300-JOY-949 or email us on air at joy.org.au. Or if you've just got some feedback to give us, we're always welcome. So far...
Yes.
We've had Skyfall, the latest James Bond film.
Have you seen that, Dolly?
Yes.
Right.
Loved
are we going
it.
To talk about that later, are we? Or are you just going to touch on that right
now? I think
now?
I might have missed that review because I talked about James Bond last year.
Yeah.
Les Mis is out.
What a disaster. With the popcorn machine, I mean.
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm. Django Unchained. And this is the latest Quentin Tarantino film. It's all about slavery and the spaghetti western genre.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
There's Life of Pi out at the moment, which is a tale of a shipwrecked boy and his tiger.
That looks a little
good. And, of course, The Hobbit's out. But you're only really interested in The Hobbit if you're into Lord of the Rings.
No.
Okay. So what's new in 2013?
What's new, sweetheart?
First off, there's going to be lots of fantasy and adventure films.
Oh, okay.
So the next film that's going to come out, it's coming out in the next few months. It's called Oz, The Great and Powerful. Now, this is obviously...
Oz?
Oz. So this is the whole...
film?
No. This is the whole... Because there's a whole variety of books that were written. And obviously, The Wizard of Oz... is probably the greatest, but Disney is rewriting the Oz genre.
Right.
Franchise, I should say.
Oh, okay.
Starring James Franco as Oz, but there'll also be Mila Kunis. Now, she's from Family Guy. I love Mila.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel Weisz plays one of the good Rachel. Witches. Mm-hmm. And Michelle Williams plays Glinda, the good witch.
Okay.
So it's revamping the franchise. It looks spectacular, and I'm really excited by it.
Not a PG movie, Dan.
I think it is a PG because it's a Disney film.
Disney film?
Yeah. So you could take Asher.
Well, of course.
Nice.
Yes.
Obviously, one film you couldn't take Asher to is The Wolverine.
No.
So this is obviously the wonderful Hugh Jackman playing Logan. And he's going to be, it's set in Japan, so there's going to be lots of samurai fighting.
Another Wolverine episode. Yeah. There's been a few, hasn't there, Danny?
There's been some X-Men.
Yes.
So this is the Wolverine.
Oh, is this his own, is it?
This is his own.
Going out.
I don't know.
With his long nails.
Yes. Now, obviously, The Hobbit Part 2's out by Christmas.
Right.
The Man of Steel is out.
What do you mean Part 1 and Part 2? We've got to...
There's three parts of The Hobbit, Dolly.
God, it all have to be so long.
Money, darling.
Oh, but
the studio makes a fortune. Mm. The Man of Steel.
Man of Steel.
And introducing...
Another Superman movie.
Yes, another Superman movie.
Oh, boring.
Now, I don't know if you know Henry Cavill.
No.
He played in The Tudors and he's a beautiful looking man.
Right.
So...
He's playing Superman.
If you're gay or you're a straight woman out there... Please come and watch it with me because I'm just, he's just beautiful and it's going to be great.
He's the Man of Steel.
He's the Man of Steel.
Right.
The Hunger Games.
But do we need another Superman?
Yes.
Why? Why, darling? What's the difference?
Oh, my God. Hey? Yeah, I know.
So we can entertain the 20-year-olds?
Hey, look, The Hunger Game has another episode out called Catching Fire. I really like The Hunger Games.
Now, hang on, The Hunger Game, I read the book.
Yes?
Yeah, that was really good, the book. That's that Big Brother thing and where they kill each other off. Yeah.
Did you see the film as well, Dolly?
No, I didn't see the film. Is the film good? I just read the book.
I haven't read the book. I should read the book. I love the film. I thought it was fantastic.
Okay. I haven't seen the film. So is there another one of that?
So there's another one.
Oh, lovely.
And I think that's what's happening this year. There's lots of franchises.
Because they can't think of anything unusual or different to do.
Look, the studios don't make gambles. They just don't take gambles nowadays. And if they can find...
But they still produce a lot of crap, let's face it.
Well, because it's cheap.
Is it, darling?
Yes, darling. Hey, look, but
you got any Aussie films?
No, I don't have any Aussie films. But I've got in comedy, there is a film coming out called The Way Way Back.
Way Way Back.
And Toni Collette is the mom who appears in it. And it's basically a coming of age story of a 14-year-old boy. He's a little bit sort of, I wouldn't say a nerd. He's just having, like most teenagers, they have a tough time fitting in.
That's Toni Collette playing the 14-year-old boy.
No. That's actually the lovely...
She's going way, way back.
The very talented Liam James.
Okay.
And
she playing the mum, is she?
She's playing the mum. So it'll be really interesting.
Love Tony. Want to see that. I'm going to write that down.
Good.
Way, way back.
Good,
okay.
Good. Yeah. Now, there's a wonderful documentary which I think you'll love. It's called The Secret Disco Revolution.
Oh, wow.
And what it is, and Casey and the Sunshine Band as well as Cool and the Gang appear, it's basically about the birth of disco in the 70s and the part the music movement played for the liberation of gays, blacks and women.
Definitely the blacks.
Oh, and,
definitely
and
the liberation
gays.
Of the blacks. And the women, absolutely. Gave them all a go, didn't it?
So now, if you like horror and disaster,
right,
there is a film called Spiders and it's going to be called Spiders 3D.
What?
And basically, quite like this. Think Cloverfield meets Arachnophobia.
Oh.
And what it is, it's basically an old Soviet space station crashes into a New York subway tunnel.
Yes.
And a new species of poisonous spiders is discovered. And then basically they mutate and take over the city.
And they take over everything. Bedlam. They crawl over everything.
All bedlam.
Do they? Yeah.
Now, there's three other films I want to quickly chat.
Yes, darling.
Right? So there's two historical films coming out this year, which look really interesting.
I don't really like the historical films, darling.
Oh, I don't mind them when they're done well.
Mm.
And that's the problem. Mm. They're not always done well.
Right.
The first one is called Emperor.
Right.
And it's basically about post-war Japan and General Douglas MacArthur. And he becomes this de facto ruler of the nation after the Second World War. And there's a whole variety. Look, it's a war film. It's not going to be very funny.
Mm.
It's going to be very
long.
And it's going to be, I don't think our Japanese friends are going to really like it because it may be a little bit too... close to the bone. But there's also a wonderful film called The Butler. And The Butler, it's based on a book, and it's about an African-American man who served as a butler for more than 30 years in the White House. So it goes through different...
The House of White People or just the White House?
Just the White House, my darling. Yes. And it talks about from the Civil Rights Movement through to Vietnam and beyond. And there's some wonderful actors.
Right.
Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
Oprah's in it. John Cusack's in it. Jane Fonda plays Nancy Reagan. I mean, come on. That would be great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Forest Whitaker actually plays the butler. So there's some really... like, I think it's going to be quite good.
The butler.
Mm-hmm. As long as Oprah doesn't do her... well, unless she doesn't take over. And then finally, Top Gun is being re-released.
Oprah's a good actress. Remember her in The Colour Purple, darling?
Oh, yeah. Miss Seeley.
Miss Seeley.
But some great movies.
So what did you say the last one was? Top Gun.
Top Gun is being re-released. Yep, it's being re-released.
No way.
It's being remastered for the big screen.
Oh, no way. And converted
to 3D.
Oh, give me a break.
And that's the problem with studios. They're not taking the risk. I'm very angry. I've been banging my pen.
You have, haven't you? You've really been banging on a little bit too.
I have.
Listen, your mum likes you banging on, though. She says, hi, Bretty. Mum here.
I know.
Glad you got into Les Mis. Well, he got in and then he got out because of the popcorn eruption. Yeah.
And bless Jason. Jason said, saw this, is 40. So funny, so rude. Never laugh so much. Go and see it. Oh, thanks, Jace.
What saw this is 40?
This is a film called This Is 40.
It's
out in the cinema at the moment. It's supposed to be hysterical.
Oh, I thought it was like another episode of Saw.
Joy 94.9.
Brett, Dolly and Jamie playing for laughs, playing for keeps on Catching Up on Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9 on this lovely Tuesday evening. Now, Jamie's still in London, who's our normal co-host with us every Tuesday night.
Yes, indeedy.
And we basically get together, we chew the fat, we like to talk about, basically our weeks and what's interesting in our lives. And I always like to do a couple of reviews. And one of our big segments that we always try to do nearly every show is something about comedians, isn't that right,
yes,
Dolly?
You're just talking about humourless people, darling, weren't you?
Yes, I have noticed in life...
Yes.
There's more and more humourless people, people who can't see the funny side of anything. And I think that's a little bit sad.
Yeah.
Life's too serious to be taken seriously. I think Oscar Wilde said that.
A good friend said to me, yes, you're not funny anymore. What happened?
Did they say that to you?
And I thought, well, that's a New Year's resolution, really, to kind of put
not
a little
to be funny.
Maybe just to put a little smile on the face, that'd be nice.
Yeah.
Be different, it'd be unusual. Stop being a cranky old mole, basically.
Is this you or your friend?
No, me.
Oh, Dolly, darling.
Now, listen, yes. Catherine Tate.
Yes, she's a
do
funny
Do you
lady.
Like her?
Love her.
Yes. She was. Did you see her in Doctor Who?
I loved her as the companion. She was everything that a companion should be.
Yeah.
She's funny.
Yeah.
She's the doctor's aide when she needs to be. She gets into scrapes. She has a bit of a laugh
so
to herself.
So unathletic, though.
Oh, look.
See her running and try.
Yeah, she wasn't. She wasn't the best at that.
No.
But it doesn't matter because she's funny and she can act.
And she can act.
And I loved her show. I want her to come back to sketch comedy. I mean, she had so many brilliant...
So is she still doing sketch comedy, do you know, darling?
No, she's having a bit of a hiatus.
Is she?
And she's been doing like bits.
Oh,
a little
okay.
bit. She did a couple of films.
Yes.
But she sort of played bit parts in those films.
Because she is still a terrific actress, even though she's a comedian. She's still a terrific actress, isn't she?
I think it helps as a comedian if you can act as well.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
And comedians need to be funny too, don't they?
Oh, my God.
And
yes.
There's nothing worse than a comedian that isn't funny.
No, there's not.
But she's very funny, so we don't have a problem with Catherine.
And you know what I love about her? It's her characters. It's those characters that she makes up that are just spot on and so funny. And you've got a couple of clips.
I do.
Now, which clips have you got
tonight? Well, this one where she plays Lauren Cooper. She's a teenager.
Oh, yes.
And she's not bothered by anything.
She's not bothered.
No, she's not bothered. So this is her with her friend, and they're sitting in class and the teacher comes in. They're basically chewing the fat.
Yes.
They're talking about Botox or something. And the teacher comes in and asks why they're not outside. And they're not bothered.
Yes.
And then they... this is Lauren talking about to the teacher that perhaps he's gay. Here we are.
Hello, girls.
All right.
Why aren't you outside? It's a nice day, you know.
Boring outside, sir.
If you don't mind me joining you, I need to prep for my next lesson.
That's fine. I like your trainers, sir.
Thank you.
Where'd you get them?
I bought them in New York.
Is it? Have you got a lot of shoes, sir?
A few pairs.
Are you gay, sir? Are you gay, sir?
Lauren, please.
Are you gay then, sir?
Of course I'm not gay.
Are you homophobic, sir?
What?
Are you homophobic, sir?
Of course not.
So you're gay then?
No.
Your friends know you're gay.
Oh, for goodness sake, lots.
Are you their funny gay friend, sir?
Oh, I don't know.
Do you know Graham Norton, sir? Oh. You're Graham Norton's bitch, sir. Do you love him, sir?
No, Lauren, I don't love Graham Norton.
Did Graham Norton break your heart, sir?
Lauren, I'm actually married with two children.
Are you in the closet, sir?
For goodness sake.
Come out of the closet, sir.
Lauren.
You should come out of the closet, though.
Lauren, please.
It's only fair on your wife.
I'm warning you.
Is your wife a lesbian, sir?
I'm getting angry now.
Are you a militant gay, sir?
What?
You go on marches.
Lauren, for goodness sake, how many times I'm not gay?
Are you homophobic, sir?
You don't even know what homophobic means.
I don't need to, I ain't gay.
Oh, you should be ashamed of yourselves. This sort of behaviour is totally unacceptable, and you young lady, you are skating on very thin ice. And believe you me, you are this far away from being expelled.
I'm a bothered.
Lauren.
I'm a bothered, though.
Lauren, please.
I'm bothered, though.
Oh, for goodness sake.
My face bothered.
Lauren.
My face bothered.
Listen to me.
Look at my face.
Lauren.
Look at my face.
Lauren.
Look at my face.
Lauren.
Look at my face.
Yes.
Is any part of you bothered?
Oh, you sound ridiculous.
You sound gay.
What do you think your friends really think of you?
I don't care because I ain't bothered.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Face.
Lauren.
Look. Face.
Please.
Face. Bothered. Look. Shut that door. Shut that door.
No,
I'm free. You, Betty. Face. Look. Bothered. Hey, bothered.
Lauren! I'm so disappointed in you. When everyone else in this school had given up hope on you, I was the only one prepared to give you another chance. Unlike you, I am bothered. I feel let down and...
Before then to say.
Well, to be honest, I'm a little bit hurt.
He's a bit hurt.
You are gay, sir.
Oh, that was the fabulous Catherine Tate as Lauren. And,
yes.
And she makes a reference in there about Shut That Door.
What's that
now,
mean?
Now, Shut That Door was, there was a very camp English comedian called Larry Grayson.
Right.
And he used to do part of his act. He'd make these funny noises and these funny expressions. And one of them was, "Ooh, shut that door. I'm ever so cold."
Oh, like when, really?
And it was very camp. And obviously the reference was to Mr. Humphreys as well.
I'm free.
So it was all the camp. And the hilarious thing is, I mean, she's loved by the gay community because she's so funny and she's very pro gay rights. And
oh, yeah, she would be.
Yeah, yeah. It's hilarious. Yeah.
She does a few gay little things. The gay mum that's, the mother that's got the gay son.
Oh, yes.
She's out and
have
proud.
You seen our John? He's a gay man
He's
now.
He's a gay man.
It's so funny.
And they're so working class and she's proud of him.
I know.
And of course, after we play a little song,
yes.
I'm going
have
to.
We got a little bit more, Kathy Tate.
Yeah. We've got another little Catherine Tate clip, Bernie the Nurse, where she gets picked up by a lesbian nurse.
Hey, who's this Beck Lawton and the Spacifics? Is it the Spacifics?
I think there's a little group that helped her out with this number.
Ooh,
it's
lovely.
Called Loop de Loop. Beck Lawton is a funky little chick from Bris Vegas.
Fab.
Yeah, she's a local girl.
She's underwater at the moment.
Oh, no. Hopefully Beck isn't.
Stay dry in those Brisbane people.
Hang in there.
Joy 94.9, you're on.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Dolly and Brett this Tuesday night on Joy 94.9. We've just been discussing the fabulous Kathy Tate because we do talk a lot about comedians, and this is another clip you've got for us, isn't it, Dolly darling?
Yes, Bernie. She plays Bernie, the nurse.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's not a very good nurse, is she?
She's a bit of a crap nurse.
And this particular scene, she's being hit on.
Really?
Because apparently Bernie's a bit of a tart, isn't she, with the boys?
She gets about.
She's a bit of a runaround sue with all the boys.
Oh, yes.
Yes. But her character, Bernie, she's being hit on by the new nurse who happens to be a lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
You've probably seen me looking at you in the canteen.
Oh, well, a lot of the nurses look up to me. What can I say? I suppose I'm a bit of a role model to them, you know. But if you've got it, flaunt it.
Oh, you've definitely got it, Bernie.
Oh, thanks, Arthur. That's sweet.
At first, I wasn't sure whether you'd be up for a bit of fun.
Oh, well, you've got to, haven't you? I mean, you can get too bogged down in the whole saving lives thing round here. Actually, I was thinking of going out tonight. Fancied a bit of karaoke. What you say?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love singing. Yeah. When I'm stuck with a day that's grey and lonely,
I just stick up my chin and grin and say,
I was thinking tomorrow, tomorrow.
To the X-ray place.
I really fancy you, Bernie.
Oh, God, what?
All my life I've been looking for a flame-haired woman with a strong jaw and a personality to match. I know you feel the same way, Bernie.
No, I think you've got me wrong, actually, Arthur. You know, I mean, I've got nothing against the old muff munchers, but... Oh, it's not really my sort of thing, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I like a bit of Patsy Cline, but that's about as far as I'm willing.
Seducing the female staff?
No, sister, I can actually explain.
What's wrong? Have you finally gone through all the men in this hospital?
Well, not all of them. There's a couple of lads in A&E. I wouldn't...
Both of you in my office now. You can't sack us just because we're gay.
That's right.
What you choose to get up to in the privacy of your own homes is entirely up to you. But you can't...
No, wait a minute. You're not lumping me in the same category as this mad fanny basher.
Issue here.
Oh, yes, it bloody is. For the love of God, would you ever listen to me? I like a bit of cock.
Oh, it always comes down to that, doesn't it? That was the wonderful Catherine Tate with her fabulous Bernie character. Bernie. One of the many, many faces. And I hope she comes back on TV soon. Because
Tate. Is it her character, Nan Tate? Yeah. She's not very pleasant, is she?
She's one of my favourite characters. She's got a potty mouth on her, though.
She has got a potty mouth. We might play her a couple of next time. Anyway, Dunham.
Hey, look, I was thinking because it was... We obviously all enjoyed the long Australia Day weekend.
Yes, we did.
I found some really funny facts.
Right.
Oz funny facts. And one of them is that, do you know that Australia's first police force was actually made up of the 12 best behaved convicts?
Oh, really?
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. Look after their own.
During a chapel service, another little colonial fact.
Mm, yes.
During a chapel service in 1832, about 300 female convicts at the Cascade Female Factory mooned the Governor of Tasmania.
Mooned him.
They didn't like him, so they mooned him.
Oh, hilarious.
The first European settlers in Australia drank more alcohol per head of population than any other people in the history of mankind.
So it's all their fault they were all alcoholics.
I think so.
And European settlers.
Speaking of which, even our former Prime Minister, Bob Hawke, he was in the Guinness Book of Records in 1954 because he drank 2.5 pints of beer in 11 seconds.
Oh, wow.
That obviously, we'd like to talk about responsible
drinking. He looks like a bit of a drinker.
Yeah, old Hawkey. Yeah. But I do like Hawkey.
Called a spade a shovel. A
couple of other Australian records.
Right.
Australia has the world's largest population of wild camels.
More than the Middle East. Animals, the wild camels.
Yes. Well, as of what?
There are a lot running around, aren't there?
Yes. Sharks are immune to all known diseases.
What kind of diseases?
All known diseases.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So they don't get what? They don't get rabies or anything like that? What are you saying?
Sharks are immune to all known diseases.
Okay.
Who knew?
That's an Australian fact. Is it Bradypedia?
Absolutely.
How's that?
It's a fun fact. Australia's world's has the world's largest cattle station. It's about the same size of Belgium.
Mm.
Which I thought was quite interesting. Mm. The Australian Alps, or also known as the Snowy Mountains,
yes.
Receive more snow than Switzerland.
Oh, really?
I know.
Really?
But remember, the Australian Alps is quite long and Switzerland's not very big.
Oh.
And the Great Barrier Reef is the largest organic construction on Earth. Isn't that amazing?
Largest organic.
Organic.
Done organically.
But a couple of other big things in Australia.
What's
we love
Australia Day about, though, darling?
Australia Day is about our country, about recognising.
I know, but what's it about, darling? I always thought it was just, you know, about celebration of my birthday because that's on the day before. Well, apparently it isn't.
No, I think that's just convenient.
Very convenient.
So we've also got, we love our big things in Australia.
Yeah, like big pineapple, big banana.
Yep, big orange.
Big lawnmower.
Yep, big rocking horse.
Big prawn.
Big lobster.
You've outdone me now.
Have I?
Big beer bottle.
There are estimated 165 big things in Australia.
165?
165 of them.
Oh, you've got to get them. Is there a big Jesus sign?
Because no,
on the way
not.
Here, I just quickly had a sign that said, there is one God and one mediator between God and me, the man Christ Jesus. Read your Bible.
Oh, all right.
There's lots of those big signs around, isn't there?
Well,
the big Jesus
Christian.
Signs.
What about our Jewish friends and our
I'm just talking
Islamic
about big signs,
and our Buddhist friends.
What about
goodness.
Them?
A couple of unusual races that we have in Australia as well, other than the Melbourne Cup.
Yes.
We've got the cane-toned racing at Magnetic
Very
Island.
Very important.
We've got the Cockroach World Champion
in That'd
Brisbane.
Be in Queensland one, yes. There's a lot
of
there.
A lot of this is in Queensland,
oh,
by
yes,
the way.
Yes, of course.
The pig racing at the Royal Melbourne Show.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, fancy.
Fancy.
Crab racing at Crab the racing. Friend in Hand pub in Sydney.
Oh.
The sheep racing at the annual Boogle Cup in New South Wales. And finally, frog racing at the Noonamah pub at the top end at Melbourne Cup Day.
Terrific.
Isn't that fantastic? So basically, for those of you who are listening, maybe from overseas, Australia is more than silly races, big things, and a bunch of alcoholics.
You reckon? You've just proved that.
Well, I've just proven that, haven't I?
Thank you, sweetie. Let's go back to 1980 with an American R&B and disco singer, and possibly a one-hit wonder, but she did have Groove Me. Yes, sweetheart.
This song is for you and I tonight, isn't it, Dolly?
I know. It is a bit of a dedication.
Because together we are
beautiful.
Joy 94.9.
Nice break.
Joy 94.9.
Together we are all beautiful.
Hallelujah, praise be to baby Jesus.
You're catching up with Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9, and we have just been joined in the studio by another beautiful person, actually.
Yes, hello.
And after this week, he'll be no more.
You're beautiful.
Oh,
you're beautiful, that's true.
Our little 20-year-old friend.
I know. No, Mitch is 22.
Oh,
24. The braces, they take off a couple of years.
Him can still probably go into my age. That's not good.
Oh, Mitchie.
How are you, Mitch? It's your last night on Sci-Fi and Squirm.
It is, yes.
Oh, finally, she's getting rid of you. It took a while, didn't it? How long have you been
She had a gun
on
my back. She's like, sign it.
How long have you been with the show, Dan?
A year.
Oh, my God.
And I've been with Joy for 2 years.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
So you're off to study, aren't you?
Quite a good... Well, I'm studying already, but it's my final year, so I'm just like, cram!
Yes.
Yeah. Quickly, work!
Head down, bum up,
the final year, it's the toughest year as well.
Yeah, it's the final year.
It's crazy busy. So, but what's coming up on the show tonight? On your
tonight
show?
We're talking about alien abductions.
Oh, wow.
Because you know where I'm going.
Yeah, you're being abducted.
To be probed.
I thought that happened on Sunday night.
Shh, Brett. Not on air.
So it's all about alien abduction.
Yeah, because you know, it's not about the aliens destroying things this time. You know, they're scientists.
Yes.
They're scientists.
Right.
Oh, wow.
So that's coming up in the next hour.
That is.
Right. Well, bye-bye, Mitchie. We won't see you next week. They're always sweet.
Wah, 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 wah.
We're going to miss you so much, Mitchie. Yeah.
I'll miss you guys too. We can catch up or something.
Please.
Yes, thanks for remembering.
You can hang out with all those 40-year-olds at the pub like you were saying.
Yes,
they're great.
Pretend
I'm
you're
like,
hanging
you
around
know,
us.
They're great, great bunch of guys.
Yeah, they're great, those 40-year-olds, aren't they? Okay, bye-bye, Mitch. Nice to have you. Bye-bye now.
Joy 94.9.
We're all yours. Suck us dry, spit us out, do what you have to. But don't forget to listen every Tuesday from 9 to 10pm on Joy 94.9.
You're catching up with Dolly and Brett on Joy 94.9 this evening. It's nearly the end of the show, but hey, look, Doll, there's a few things I want to talk about just before we go.
Yes.
Joy needs you.
Oh, yes, of course.
Volunteers are needed to march with Joy at Pride March on 1pm, the 3rd of Feb. Be proud to march with the Joy 94.9 and tell all your friends to come down too. We're going to be bright, loud, gay and proud, and we need you. Please sign up with your name and email and send through the details. So please, we want to hear, because remember, this is about Pride March. It is the month of midsummer. We're all celebrating everything GLBTI friendly. And, you know, be part of the community. And Joy does such a fabulous thing for our community. That's why you and I are on
be
it.
Be proud. Hallelujah. Praise well, be to the baby
and
Jesus.
It's a bit of a soapbox.
Put
voice,
on a bit of
it?
Rainbow colours too, darling.
Absolutely. Hey, is Jamie back next
Jamie's
week?
Jamie's back next week, gorgeous.
Fabulous.
Okay, to catch up with us next week is Jamie. So there'll be three of us then, a little
fantastic.
Trio. It'll just be like the Hughes Corporation. We'll
the strawberry the is back with the chocolate and the vanilla.
Isn't that fantastic?
Oh, my God. Hey, Dolly, what's the beautiful song to play us out?
Well, Eruption, darling. I Can't Stand the Rain. Can you stand the rain?
I can't stand
I can't
it either.
Stand it. It's way too much fun. Not very appropriate, but anyway. We'll see you next week.
See you then, kids. Joy 94.9. I can't stand the rain. You're catching up on our podcasts. Tune in 9 to 10 every Tuesday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.